Now this is a dictation for Michael Cipolletti, Cipolletti, April 1151. I saw Michael for follow-up chronic kidney disease, obstructive uropathy. Presently, he's not seeing any primary care. He's only doing 2 times a day bladder catheterization. When he was doing 3, was causing severe traumatic hematuria. That is forcing him to minimize fluid intake. He has not measured urine output. He denies fever, abdominal back pain. Presently, urine is clear. He feels well, back to his physical activity, enjoying riding a bike, exercising. He's careful with diet. His blood pressure is all over the place. 120s, 130s over 70s, which is well controlled, all the way to 150s over 90s. I did an extensive review system and appears negative. Present medications, bicarbonate, no blood pressure medicines, does take Flomax, is still doing self-catheterization. Next paragraph, today blood pressure by nurse was 173-102. I get 140-98 on the right-sided. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear, isolated premature beats, appears to be regular. No abdominal or back tenderness, no abdominal distension, no edema non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. In June, creatinine 2.8, which is baseline, representing a GFR 23 stage 4. Electrolyte, acid-base normal. Nutrition, calcium, phosphorus normal. Anemia 12.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Obstructive uropathy, CKD stage 4, is stable over time, no symptoms, no dialysis, continue present catheterization only 2 times as indicated above. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Metabolic acidosis is well controlled. We can decrease from 3 to 2 tablets a day only. That might help also with minimizing sodium intake and high blood pressure. At this moment, he is not interested on blood pressure medications. At home, there is wide fluctuation from normal to high. There has been no need to change diet for potassium or phosphorus binders. No indication for dialysis. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed.